Byron Brown said what? Welcome in, to the hump day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is...
It feels like a Friday.
It does, It really does. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. I am in Dad's Cold War Bunker once again, aka the Melio Studio, if you're a Bubble in the Lake listener. Graham, still in Memphis at summer camp. SOS, if you want to... isn't that what it's called? Yeah, it's on your shirt, SOS. I got it right. It's right there. Boom. But... Graham, let's just hop right into it. Byron Brown was, I guess it was an interview at a camp, I want to say. I'm not sure the exact location of where this was, but I saw it on my feed yesterday and figured why not talk about it because he had some things to say, really interesting. And
this is, at the Elite 11 camp.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. The camp that apparently he was cheeks at, according to one Alabama reporter, but he decided to. Stretch the truth a little bit, and he ended up getting called out and still scum of the earth, in my opinion, that guy. But anyway, Byron Brown had some things to say, and I think we have that. Do we? You got that?
Yes.
Ready to go? Cool. So for those watching, listening, here is Byron Brown at the Elite 11 camp.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined here today with Byron Brown of Auburn Football. Byron, how are you?
I'm outstanding. Blessed to be here.
Coming over from USF to Auburn, one of the top quarterbacks in the portal, how excited are you to just really put everything together and showcase everything for everyone?
I can't wait. I can't wait to just go out there with the guys at Auburn. We've built off a great spring, winter. Summer's going great thus far. Can't wait to, you know, strap up the pads and go to work against Baylor week one.
What do you think Auburn fans are getting out of Byron Brown in week one in 2026?
Everything. Whether I got to throw it a lot of times, run it a lot of times, do whatever it takes to win. So they don't get a winner.
Let's talk about Elite 11. You were coaching up some of the top guys in the country. What does that mean for you to just be out here coaching them up?
You know, just to be a guy that they can look to and been in college for 5 years. This is my fifth year, and just bestow wisdom upon them and, you know, just let them be them at the end of the day and see what they can, you know, take from me and utilize in their game.
You yourself are getting a lot of great reps out here beforehand with Coach Jordan Palmer. What do you think is one of the main things that you're trying to learn and really develop in this offseason heading into this major year for you?
Really just trying to, you know, have consistency in my throwing form and just play from the pocket. That's what I've been working on, and that's what, you know, scouts want to see, and that's what I'm going to deliver. So I can't wait for this upcoming year.
Thanks so much for the time, my guy. Thank you. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Really good interview there. I really liked how he said whenever he was asked what can Auburn fans expect out of week one for Byron Brown, and he said a winner. You're going to get everything. If you're watching, you saw my reaction, my face kick. I was like, what? But yeah, it sounds like he's ready for football season to get started, as is the fan base. If you're listening to this, I'm sure you are foaming at the mouth, fiending for football season like me and Graham are. But Graham, kind of share your thoughts on what he had to say. Like, what stood out to you the most?
Yeah, I really liked I think Byron's so far has been really good with media presence, well-trained in the media. Honestly, I probably would give some of that props to that to Golish. I think Golish probably wants to do a good job of making sure that his players are well media trained. But yeah, I really liked what he had to say. One thing I thought that was interesting that stood out to me is obviously he said at the end there was a question talking about what he has improved on, because while he's been out there, he's also been working with another quarterback coach for like college guys. And so he talked about how he's wanting to stay consistent with his throwing motion, his throwing, you know, mechanics and stuff like that, which I think is super important, especially with all the stuff that you saw about him having a hitch or whatever. It doesn't really matter to me, but I do think it's interesting that Byron is aware of things and it's like, look, yeah, I mean, it might not be the prettiest. And it's like, I want to be more consistent in how I throw the ball. Like, it might look, you know, look weird this time, not look weird this time, look really weird the next time. Yeah. So having consistency in how you throw the ball is, I think, really important. And so I'm glad Byron sees that, and hopefully he gets whatever he needs fixed, and we'll be balling in the fall.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree with what you're saying. Like, the hitch that people were throwing a fit about with that first spring practice, You were saying you don't care about it. I don't care about it. Neither does Brian Brown. You know why? Because he threw for 3,000 yards last year. I know it's a different conference. I know it's different competition. But if the hitch was such a big deal, he wouldn't have been able to throw for 3,000. I'm sorry. That is just an absurd take. I cannot believe that. Say what you want to say about the 8A performance. Quarterbacks are put on a leash during 8A so they don't get hurt, so they don't overplay. You literally, if you were watching this podcast, this episode, and saw that clip, they showed some B-roll of him throwing at the camp. There's one where he is on the run, and he ropes it. There was no hitch in that little kind of run out to the, I believe he's running to the left. If you're looking from behind, he's running to the left and he just throws an absolute dart to the back end of the end zone. And it was beautiful. And no hitch that I saw. I don't know about you, but I don't think he's worried about it. Neither is Coach Golish and the staff and the offense coordinator. He's got, again, I hammer this home every episode. He's got his receivers there from USF. He knows mm-hmm. what their tendencies are. He knows where they like the ball. He knows where Absolutely. They don't. I'm telling you, it's going to be fine. Okay. I know we tend to get impatient because we have been in the, you know, we've been in the outhouse in the SEC for the past 5 years. We're ready for a change. I'm ready for a change. I'm trying not to be too hype about it with the way recruiting is going, which we'll get to in a minute. But I really feel good about Byron Brown being quarterback this year. I really do. I'm confident he is going to bring his A game. He's very confident. Like you were saying, he's very well media trained. Golish probably makes sure, like you were saying, make sure they are media trained before they go out there and talk to the media, because they're going to ask them some hard questions, because Auburn has been in the quote-unquote storm for a while now. And it's just, you know, the media is looking for ways to make it worse, and that's just how it is, and that's the game, and that's what, you know, nothing is going in Auburn's favor in terms of media and scheduling. You saw it with the schedule announcements for the times for kickoffs the other day. We have like 4 back-to-back games at 11 a.m. Reason being, so we stupid. Haven't won games. I know it is stupid, but
yeah,
you have to win games. You have to win games. You have to make a bowl game. You have to make a playoff, which I want to so bad, but if we make a bowl game this year, it's a successful season in my book. I'm sorry. I know people disagree with me. I know you want to make the end goal every year should be to make the playoff, win the national title. We are rebuilding. This is Coach Golish's first year. I'm not expecting a whole lot, but I feel confident we're going to be way better than last year. I'll just say that.
I agree.
So we'll see how that plays out. I'm excited, though, that we have a quarterback that seems confident for a change. And everyone's like, you know, talking about how we've had confident quarterbacks in the past. TJ Finley does not count. TJ Finley was just narcissistic. I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, that's
what do you mean? He beat Georgia Southern. He came in and saved the day against Georgia Southern.
Oh yeah, I know. And some guy in the student section behind me was screaming TJ Mahomes. I'm like, I never want to assault anyone in public, but I wanted to open palm slap that man.
Dude, he took over for a horrible quarterback that definitely didn't make it in the NFL called Bo Nix.
Oh, man. I will never forget that. I felt like I was in like a fever dream whenever I heard TJ. I was like, stop. Stop it. Stop it. He's not Superman. Stop it. I know he acts like it, but he's not. Oh, man. But again, I'm excited about football season. Can't wait to see Byron Brown in action in the orange and blue. Really, really excited about that. But you know who else I'm excited to see in some orange and blue? People that buy shirts from AUShirts.com. That is right. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen. You got the Barn Hard shirt, FE, Boog, the Boog hat, the C5 hoodies. We add new styles weekly. Please go check it out. And again, if you buy something from AUShirts.com, please take a photo, whether you're at the game or at home watching on a game day or just chilling during the offseason and checking out recruiting stats.
Watching the Barncast.
Yeah, watching the Barncast, watching this Barn Social Hour, for God's sakes. Like, let us know. let us know you're watching it. Let us know that you're wearing a shirt from AUShirts.com by tagging me or Graham or the Barn or all the above. We'd love to shout you out on the show. And if you're planning on going to the Baylor game in Atlanta, go do that. Go to AUShirts.com, get a shirt, get a hoodie, get a hat, or all the above. tag us. We'd love to shout you out. So again, go to aushirts.com to support and get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
You also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you are an Auburn fan looking to support Auburn businesses, then it's a great place to go and support each other. Whether you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor Auburn game, it's a great place that you can go and find anything in Atlanta that's a local Auburn business and support each other. So go to buyauburn.com today to search the index or to sign up today and get your business on the website.
Yes, please do that. Again, it is really cool to see it continue to grow. It's growing daily. It is, and that's not an exaggeration. It literally, we are growing daily. It's really cool to see that. So please go check out buyauburn.com. If you know anybody that owns a local business and they have any sort of tie to Auburn, tell them about buyauburn.com. Get them on the index. It's growing every day. Love to see y'all support that. So again, that's buyauburn.com. Graham, as we move on to the back end of the show, everyone, including us, have been losing our lucky charms over the recruiting tear that Golish and company have been on. Whether it be another offensive lineman, another edge rusher, another defensive player, you name it.
Hey, potentially, there's a pretty highly talented wide receiver that's kind of got his name floating around. He's got two predictions and two crystal balls in to come to Auburn, so we'll see what happens, but man, I would.
Oh my gosh, man. Could you mirror, mirror on the wall? Let that crystal ball be where he fall. Please, 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 Jesus.
All right, that's it for the day's show. We're done, guys. See ya.
No, but please, it is so cool to see just the constant, just like you think we're done and we're not. That's what's so funny. And people around Twitter are reacting to this, right? The former players, you know, people that follow and report on Auburn. There's an account specifically, though, that I want to shout out that I saw earlier today. It's from All Auburn. Ironically, his name's Kyle. Not Kyle Rush, not Charlie Five, but Kyle from All Auburn. He basically says, and it's reacting to Wilt Fongbaum, who I've been, you know, introduced to that, you know, that term, and Chad Simmons have placed picks for Auburn to land Penn State 2027 wide receiver target DeShon Hall. And he's reacting to this saying, I'm trying not to get as invested in recruiting, but damn, our staff is cooking. I was definitely expecting a disappointing high school class, but they've really defied expectations so far. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more with that. Golish has shocked me because, again, I hate to bring it up and sound like a broken record. The day he got here, they asked him, or the day after his introduction press conference, he, you know, shows up to, you know, the facility, the media's there, and they asked the first question about O-line. He's like, oh God, pray for me. I'm like, oh no. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking this is going to be a very interesting offseason in recruiting for just in general, but also the 2027 class that's incoming. And I agree with that tweet. He has defied all expectations in my book.
100%.
I mean, my God. If his expectations were a bomb, it is Oppenheimer levels of expectations blown out of the water. Okay.
Yeah. I was talking to one of my friends just the other day. I was like, can this dude be stopped? I'm starting to question that. Like, it is just constantly, guys, I feel like we're getting recruits. It's just, I don't know if it's like, and it's, what's crazy to me is like, it's not something that we aren't that used to, because Freeze, like that part of the side of football, Freeze was not bad at. So like, we were getting recruits. And I don't know if it's just because we didn't expect this from Golish in year one or anything like that, but geez, dude, I mean, like you said, it definitely has exceeded my expectations for year one in recruiting.
I think a lot of it, everyone's shocked by this, is because obviously, like you said, Freeze could recruit, but the execution on the field just would not translate at all. And it was obvious that he did not care. Once he got the players, it was like, okay, I'm gonna check out now. You know, we can throw a fade to Cam Coleman and he'll go get it. No, he's gonna get double teamed and then what? Then we're gonna run and people are gonna stuff the box and we have nowhere to go. Like, that's such a one dimensional offense. It made my head hurt. But lit up, like, you know, for any defensive coordinator playing Auburn, they're like, oh, this is I might as well be off today. You know what I mean? But everyone has been so beat up and just mentally fatigued of being an Auburn fan, especially for football, that this whole recruiting tear that Golish has been on has been very refreshing to see, I think, personally. That might just be me. Yeah. I know, like you said, like Freeze was getting those recruits, getting those five-star guys. And I think it just, again, we were not expecting Golish to be just like, all right, year one, let's get it done. Let's go to work.
I think our fans really did think that it was going to be more of a gradual process of like, all right, he's got to win some, gain some momentum, and then we'll start hitting the ground running and recruiting. But like, no, it's just like, hey, I want these guys and I'm going to get these guys year one. And I don't know what we're doing. I don't know if we're paying them a ton of money like we did in the past. I don't know if it's, they just really like, they see the vision of Golish. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I don't really want to know what it is. Just keep doing it. And let's just keep adding to this class. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes. But like, it's not taking a whole lot. You know what I mean? It's really not. Like, and I said it, I can't remember if I said it yesterday or 2 days ago now, but these recruits that are coming to Auburn for their visits, they're literally like calling these other schools and be like, hey, I've made my mind up because I feel like I'm at home. And it's like, that alone is so good to hear because they're not having to do a whole lot to incentivize them to, hey, you should come play at Auburn. You know what I mean? We're doing a good job with brand power right now. And, you know, obviously we've gotten some of these recruits before the game and some after, but I do think it was a big deal that we hosted that soccer friendly in a way, hosting Messi and, you know, Argentina and Iceland. Like, having brand power like that on a national scale is bigger than you think it is in this new era of college football.
I agree.
And we're hosting things there now, like, you know, A-list, you know, singers, and
Zach Bryan will be there in October in our bye week.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be fun, man. I'm excited. I can't wait. Every time I keep seeing that there's a rumor that we're going to get a recruit or that we landed one, my anticipation for football season grows to a severe level where it's like religion and then football season. We're getting close. We're getting uber close to football season. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm excited. But you know what else I'm excited about, Graham? College Football 27 comes out in literally like less than 2 weeks. Okay.
When does it come out?
I think July 7th or 9th, I want to say. I mean, right around the corner, too.
That's right when I come home. That's dangerous.
Dude, so does, what's really going to be dangerous? I think it drops on the same day as Black Flag. So RIP my bank account. So if you're a big Assassin's Creed fan out there, but they are bringing back a mode that is near and dear to my heart because the last game it appeared in was NCAA 14 back before all of the NIL stuff happened where they killed the series. Yeah, back in the ancient days of PlayStation 3s and Xbox 360s. The mode that I'm referencing is mascot matchup. They are bringing mascot matchup back to College Football 27 and the 11-time national champion mascot, Aubie, is in the game. As you can see on your screen there, you see him going in with a bunch of other obbies. They literally just used the same intro, and Golish is over there patting them all on the head, which is really funny. Now, I will say, EA Sports, we got to fix the eagle. The eagle looks like one of those biodegradable straws with wings. Y'all got to do something to fix it. It's like the eagle took Ozempic. What are we doing? What are we doing?
It's the connection point of the wings to the body just does not make sense.
Yeah, it's like
ladies and gentlemen, we are joined here today with Bob.
Oh,
that's the wrong one.
Yeah, if you see it,
wait for it. Right there. It's what is that?
Yeah, I I don't know.
It's a bird. It looks like a football game. It's a football game, and we're complaining about a bird. So they're doing something right.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I will say they are definitely not pulling punches this year, for sure, for both college football and Madden. But the fact they're bringing back mascot matchup is so cool to me, because I played that a lot. I played that more than Dynasty some days whenever I was playing NCAA 14 during the, I call it the dark years of college football games, because there was no college football games. There were no college basketball games, which, please bring back a college basketball game. I will be there day one if y'all bring back a college basketball game. I'm not even kidding. But what I'm excited about, I want to see what the throwing motion is like this year, because if you don't know, mascot matchup is very arcadey. It's very goofy. And one of the clips I saw, the Oregon Duck, his throwing motion is a step back jump shot. And it like zips off his hand for like 80 yards for like a touchdown against Ohio State's mascot, whatever its name is. I'm going blank. I have a friend of mine that's probably going to listen to this and kill me because he's my old tennis coach. Love you. Brutus. That's his name. There you go. Amended. But I'm curious to see what they do with that, because I remember one of the mascot matchup years, Aubie's throwing motion was like the Jason Williams, you know, white chocolate behind the back pass, where he would like throw the ball behind his back, hit it with his elbow, and then it would be like, just like a bullet pass. So I'm excited, man. I really am. Can't wait for just college football in general. The vibes are up. I'm excited, cautiously optimistic, but I'm excited. But if you are excited about what you're listening to and what you're watching, go follow and subscribe to The Barn on social media. Go check out the website. Go check out the other awesome shows on this channel that you're listening to now, like The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast. We have Village Vice, the basketball show, the baseball show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Go check out all of those great shows. We are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. But yeah, other than that, Graham, I don't have anything else. You got anything?
That's it.
Cool. Well, again, guys, let us know what you think about Byron Brown's statement in the comments, in the live chat. Love to interact with you guys. We love you guys. As always, have a great rest of your night. War damn. We will see you tomorrow.
See ya.